Association Support Group meeting. My name is Terry McCormick, and I'm a board certified Lyme specialist and a board certified naturopath. I'm also a community educator and run the support group and a patient advocate as well. So our meetings are broken down into three parts. The first part is education, and we always get an educational speaker to talk to us. Our second part is question and answer. And then the third part, we ask our speaker to sign off and we say thank you to our speaker. And it's just plain support. So amongst our members, we do record sections 1 and 2. So go ahead and turn off your cameras at this point, and we will make sure that we keep everybody's privacy. And so Illinois Lyme Association, we're a nonprofit organization, and our goal with these meetings is to bring education to you. We are not medical doctors, and none of the information given here tonight should serve as medical information. These meetings are for educational purposes only, so please take any information that you have learned tonight and talk to your own medical provider. Illinois Lyme Association does not recommend, endorse, or make any representation about the appropriateness or suitability of any specific test, product, procedures, treatment, services, and opinions. And Illinois Lyme Association is not liable for any advice, course of treatment, diagnosis, or other information obtained from this lecture. This information tonight is intended to be used for informational purposes only and not interpreted as medical advice. So I have to go ahead and say that statement before we start every meeting. And so tonight, I'm super excited because over the years, we've had so many questions about LymeStop. And LymeStop is not too far from us in Illinois. It's in Wisconsin. It's close to La Crosse, Wisconsin. So about probably 4 hours from maybe the border or so, probably different for everybody since Illinois is a large state. But I'm just going to read just something that I pulled from the website about LymeStop. So it says, LymeStop is a powerful all-natural therapy that is the culmination of an Idaho doctor's research with hundreds of Lyme sufferers, including himself. In 2009, Dr. Anthony Smith made a profound discovery about Lyme disease. He found that the most Lyme-related infections appear to have tender acupuncture-like points on the body. These points are usually tender to palpitation, and they have a diminished impedance to a negative magnetic field. But most importantly, they can produce a highly effective therapeutical response against Lyme disease. So Dr. Anthony Smith is in Utah, I believe it is. And then we are fortunate because Dr. Ben Erlinson opened up a clinic, and he also has used this practice, and he's in Onalaska, Wisconsin. So close enough for a lot of our members from Illinois Lyme Association to go and to have that, you know, they've reported back with some success. So with that, I'm super excited to introduce Dr. Ben, and he's going to take it from here.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for having me. So my journey into helping people with Lyme started with myself suffering from Lyme. I'm 41 now. At the time when I started getting symptoms with Lyme, I was about 29 years old. And like everybody, I spent a lot of money, doctored around. And you know, from a medical standpoint, nothing was wrong with me, but yet I had a lot of symptoms, which is pretty common with Lyme. And we can talk a little bit about why that is. So anyhow, at the time I was a practicing chiropractor, and I was on a call with 5 other chiropractors across the country, and we would meet once a week. And one of the gals who was on the call, a colleague of mine, she heard about my symptoms. And of course, everybody's symptoms with Lyme are different, right? But mine were mostly severe fatigue and psychological problems. So like depression, memory issues, personality changes, so forth. And so she said, hey, I know this doc in town here, and this is Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. That's where Dr. Smith practices, who invented the technique called Lyme Stop. And he's still practicing there today. And so she said, I know this doc in town. I don't really know what he does, but he helps people who have problems like you do. And through my doctoring with various people, I still didn't even know if I had Lyme disease, but I thought I did. But of course, my tests kept coming back negative via blood work. And I called Dr. Smith and I said what was going on. And he said, well, if you come out here, at least I can tell you if you have Lyme or not. So I thought that would be a good idea. So I went out and he identified Lyme and treated me. And I had a really quick, miraculous recovery. And shortly after I was recovered, I started to train with Dr. Smith in some of his techniques. And over the course of about 5 years, he taught me his methods. And now I've been practicing in Wisconsin his methods since really about 2014, so about 10 years. And so I wrote an article about my story, which really probably mimics most people with Lyme. You know, you're doing fine, and then all of a sudden things aren't fine, they're far from good, and you're declining, and you know, nobody can figure anything out. And then things just keep getting worse. And you know, there's an old saying with Lyme that Lyme doesn't usually kill you, it just makes you feel like you're dead. And that's certainly what I felt like at that time. So I have a heart for taking care of people with Lyme because of my own experience, and probably most people who get into treating patients for Lyme, either they've suffered with it themselves or a family member, it seems like. And so a lot of this will probably be reviewed for you guys because most people know all this information, but I want to just start with what I talk to patients about is that Lyme is the bacteria Borrelia, but of course there's a bunch of co-infections that come with it. So you'll never really just find Borrelia by itself. There's, you know, typically going to be Bartonella and Babesia and parasites and Epstein-Barr and various other viruses, parasites, bacteria, and so forth. And so when we check people with our method, which I'll explain how we do that, we're checking for probably 30 to 40 different infections. It's common for people to have a dozen or more co-infections associated with Lyme. And so these infections, of course, are stealth, and they trick our immune systems so our own bodies can't recognize these problems properly. So the way the immune system works is when you get a basic infection, like a regular virus or bacteria, typically your body will recognize that and then build the right immune response, and you'll be over it in a couple days or a week or two and so forth. But with Lyme, because these infections are stealth, it actually confuses the immune system, so our bodies don't pick it up right. And then what happens is when medically, when they look for signs of infections, they're looking at not the actual infections typically, but the effects of an infection, like white blood cell counts, platelets, antibodies, etc. But with these stealth infections, because the immune system doesn't see them properly, typically people don't show that. So they go to the regular medical providers and they get blood work done and scans and so forth, and everything is normal. And that's because the immune system hasn't even seen the problem properly to produce the effects of the immune system seeing the problem. And so people will have 30, 40, 50, 60 different symptoms, but yet nothing's wrong with them medically. So I'm sure many of you are saying, yes, that sounds pretty familiar. And so the way that we test people and help them is probably a little bit difficult to explain verbally, but I'll do my best. So the way the immune system works is all matter has an electromagnetic field around it, and it gives off its own unique frequency. So in physics, they call that your electromagnetic signature. So each type of matter has its own frequency. So each infection has its own frequency, each toxin, each allergen, and so forth. And so normally, when people study the immune system, they study the immune system at the biochemical level. So at where the immune system's interacting with the infection. But there's a step above that that gets disrupted with these stealth infections. And I would throw COVID in with the Lyme co-infections as being a stealth infection as well. So your brain and immune system actually recognize what comes into our body through the electromagnetic frequency and systems of the body first. And then it says, I see that, and it sends the immune response to take care of the problem. So people with chronic stealth infections don't actually have a weak immune system. They have an immune system where their own brain and immune system don't see it right. And so they never send the right immune response to permanently eliminate the stealth infections. And sometimes this happens with toxins as well, but it's more with the stealth infection side of it. So the testing we do and the treatment we do is based on a principle of what's called sympathetic resonance. So an example of that is if you have a piano and a guitar in the same room and you hit the E note on the piano, the E strings of the guitar will vibrate even though you didn't touch them because it's the same frequency. It's the same sound frequency. And so when you test people energetically, that's what you're really doing is you're testing, are they resonating with the way that you're testing? So we use energetically imprinted vials for part of our testing, which I'm sure some of you are familiar with, but they basically have a computer and they can imprint the frequency of infections, toxins, allergens into these vials, and it mimics the real thing. Not exactly, but close, because the electromagnetic signature is imprinted in these vials. And also in the Lyme-Stop system, there are points on the body that associate with these different stealth pathogens. And although we're not 100% sure, I believe through my testing and research that what they are is actually the electromagnetic manifestation of the frequency on the body vibrating. So just like, let's say that the E note on the piano is the infection points are the E strings on the guitar. So when the person has the stealth pathogen in them, the point that relates to it on the body is active or resonating with the infection. And so, what we do in testing is we test the energetically imprinted vials. Dr. Smith, who invented the technique, he uses muscle testing, which some of you may be familiar with. I use a more of a direct resonance testing. So basically, I can feel people's nervous system shifting to different challenges and stressors that we're testing for. So if you test somebody for a certain infection or toxin or allergen and they don't have the problem, their nervous system will stay in a relatively calm state. If they have the problem, their nervous system will go into a stress frequency, which is about 8 hertz or so. And that's also what causes muscle inhibition in muscle testing. So, like, that's why there's muscle inhibition is when the nervous system is stressed. And so we test, like Dr. Smith does muscle testing. I do resonance testing, like a direct resonance testing. And what that feels like to me when I test people is if you ever have had the power go out in your house and it kind of gets calm, and then when the power goes back on and you get sort of that little buzzing frequency that you notice after the power has been off for a while, that's what the body feels like when it reacts to something energetically at the resonance level. So once we identify the points that are associated with these stressors, then we identify the organs that each problem is in. So for example, with Borrelia, oftentimes people have it in multiple organs, obviously. So they'll have possibly in the brain, the teeth, the eyes, the heart, the blood, et cetera. So you can check where the locations of each infection are in the body through the resonance testing or the muscle testing of the problems. So then once you've identified the stressors and the locations, then we do the treatment. And the way we do that is you can use your hands to do it because your hands are electromagnetic too. So these points are stimulated by the negative electromagnetic field. And so you can stimulate them with your hands because the back of your hand is a negative electromagnetic field and the palm of your hand is a positive field. So we use the negative field, and we also use magnets because the north pole of a magnet is a negative electromagnetic field and the south pole is a positive. So we'll use the north pole of the magnet or our hands or a combination of the two, depending what's more convenient and so forth. And then we also stimulate a brain point, which is kind of like a master brain point that gets the brain to identify the infection stressor point and the organ point. So we're kind of connecting all these dots at the same time. And then the immune system then recognizes the problem through the electromagnetic field of the problem, like I talked about earlier. And then it will send the right immune response to eliminate the stressor. So in our method, the treatments don't kill anything. They don't kill Lyme or any of the co-infections. They direct the immune system to build the right immune response to do it. So once we do the treatments, which consist of four treatments over 2 days, typically, the immune system has locked onto these infections and will build the right immune response. And typically that takes 6 to 8 weeks for the body to eliminate the infections that are present once it identifies them. And some of them are eliminated faster and some longer. Typically, Borrelia and Bartonella and Epstein-Barr tend to be the ones that take closer to 6 to 8 weeks, and some take less. Also, some of the problems only take one treatment and we can get the immune system to identify them properly, and some take multiple, and that's why we do the four sessions. And also in our evaluation, we check for allergies. We do an allergy reversal technique for foods and airborne allergens, and we test for toxicities like heavy metals, chemicals, mycotoxins, etc. And we do a, depending on what types of toxins, we do different types of protocols to get toxins under control. And so along with the treatment, we also assess vitamins and minerals and give a supplement package to go along with the treatments, which the supplements are not part of the body eliminating the issues, but they help with detox and they help with restoring low levels, because people with these chronic issues are typically low in B vitamins and omega-3s and magnesium, zinc and CoQ10, and their hormones are out of balance, and all kinds of different common nutritional deficiencies. But once the stressors are off the body, typically it only takes 2 or 3 months of supplementation to get levels up. If there's any chronic stressors continuing, then supplements help, but you won't get them up fully until the stressors off the system, because the chronic stealth infections stress your body. So you're using a lot of supplements, and they also affect absorption of supplements as well, and food, of course. So our patients range from babies to elderly. The treatment is painless. The responses are variable. Some people do get like a diet, we call die off or Herxheimer reactions initially. Some don't, and some feel better right away. The biggest challenges we have with our treatment specifically is probably dental issues. Borrelia specifically really likes the tooth canals. And if somebody has a sick tooth that's dead or partially dead, the immune system can't clear that out of a tooth. And the teeth have microtubules that recirculate into the body. So sometimes when people come back for the follow-up, almost always they'll eliminate all the toe infections. And most of the time, they'll eliminate Borrelia as well. But if they don't, it's usually a dental issue. And so sometimes we have to have some concurrent dental care to be able to fully get rid of Borrelia. But yeah, dental issues are a big thing. And then other factors that affect results are, of course, age and how long they've had the problem, and lifestyle, genetics. But probably more than that would be mold toxicity. So mold toxicity doesn't affect our ability in this method to get rid of Lyme, but it's a whole separate issue that creates major illness in people. So about 20% of our patients have concurrent mold toxicity. And sometimes that needs to be addressed separately as well for them to get fully well. Because if you have a bad mold issue, you can actually eliminate Lyme and co-infections and still be very sick, and vice versa. If you get mold issues under control, but you have really bad Lyme or co-infections, then you may stay sick as well. So it's kind of typically both have to be corrected to get optimal results. And then the other problem we run into, which we never used to have, was people getting COVID and long COVID. A lot of people, I mean, I have people that I took care of years ago, and they think they got Lyme back again, and they have long COVID, because long COVID can act a lot like Lyme. It can get stuck in the same spots, you know, the brain, and teeth and the joints and the heart, you know, just like Lyme, and it can be chronic and cause a lot of symptoms. And a lot of people are getting exposed to COVID still frequently, meaning, you know, maybe once a year or twice a year. And sometimes their body's taking care of it, and sometimes it's not, and it's becoming a chronic issue. So we'll even have people who will get treated for Lyme, and they'll be doing great for a couple of months, and then they're like, I don't know what happened, and I just regressed. And we find that they had got COVID, and then we'll have to treat the COVID on the follow-up visits to you know, get them back on track. So mold and COVID are probably our two biggest issues, and then probably the dental issues with clearing the Lyme. So the results of the technique, we did a study with the University of Wisconsin, and we found, which we kind of knew the results based off of the thousands of people we treated, but more or less, I'll probably maybe link to the study later. I should probably put that on there. But basically, 85% of people improve significantly, 94% of people improve, and about 6% of people don't improve. However, we found that most of those people were had real severe mold toxicity and or autism, which was a separate sort of set of symptoms associated with their issues. So the results are quite good, not perfect. No technique is perfect, but when people come back for their follow-up, which is 4 months, I expect them to be significantly better. And if they're not, then we're trying to dig into why and helping them, progress from there. And like I said, if they're not better in 4 months, to some degree at least, then typically it's a dental issue preventing them from clearing Borrelia, mold toxicity, possible COVID. Occasionally you'll run into, like a cancer situation or something like that. But if people aren't getting better, there's a reason. And, we have to figure out what that is. And the one thing I've learned with treating patients, especially chronic illness patients, is if you get to the root cause, there will be changes and fairly rapidly. So that's the way I look at it is the body's self-healing, it's powerful. And I really have yet to have a person who hasn't been able to eliminate Lyme completely, other than a couple people who had very severe dental issues, and we're still working with them to get the dental issues fixed so we can proceed with eliminating and treating the rest of the problem zone. And I just want to say one more thing, which is kind of what Terry was talking about initially. So, as a chiropractor and a natural practitioner, you're not actually allowed to diagnose anything or technically treat any infections. And in our method, we actually are not treating the infections. We are treating the immune system effectively. And so it's really an immune system therapy. But you can only really diagnose Lyme legally through a medical doctor and blood tests. And if you go to a natural practitioner, they can't diagnose you, which is fine. They can still help you. It's just there's some legalities to it. So we don't diagnose Lyme. Medical provider has to do that. What we do is we treat the points that relate to the immune system to activate the immune system and the body can heal itself. And of course, we do, nutritional work and so forth with it. So that's my little legal disclaimer I wanted to say. Yeah, I've been treating Lyme people for a long time, and I really enjoy doing it because I think mostly because I suffered with it myself. I know what it's like, and it's miserable, and it's it's debilitating. People don't understand it. Right. Other most healthcare professionals don't understand it. Family members typically don't understand it. And a person can look, quote unquote, healthy, right? So they don't get much sympathy. And it's just debilitating. So I enjoy helping people because when people get their life back, I remember when I did, and there's really no better feeling than that to help people out.